Good morning, a Wednesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, still thinking about that amazing fun drive and the listeners who came together and helped us through the lockbox and that on-air drive to make $1 million, plus the First Amendment Fund. It is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, David. We are hearing from so many people. And you know what I love about it? All those letters said the right thing. They say, we did it, or we're so proud. And you know, David, that's the whole thing. It is the we. It is a community. This achievement of ours, you see it all over the place. Newspapers are carrying it. Television stations are carrying it. And we all did it together. It's just a wonderful feeling of accomplishment.
Big thank you to everyone here and everyone out there who made it happen.
You're not kidding.
The U.S. Senate, Alan, voted to confirm Betsy DeVos to be U.S. Education Secretary. It was a historic tie-breaking vote by the Vice President, Mike Pence. And the New York Times editorializes that Betsy DeVos teaches the value of ignorance.
Well, as usual, the Times is right. She really did very, very badly, and she really should not have been confirmed, because the whole idea of advice and consent from the Senate is that if somebody can do the job, if somebody is competent, no matter what their political party is, you confirm them, and this has happened throughout many Republican and Democratic administrations. Nevertheless, we see in the DeVos appointment the continuing divide in America between those who would say Democrats are bad, Obama's bad, we're not going to give Obama anything. He retires with the highest political rating, I think, of any president in history. In the meantime, Trump's numbers keep going lower and lower and lower. And that'll happen when you can't make the argument. You couldn't make the argument for DeVos. You have two Republican senators who came over. Now, politics is tricky, and you never really know. So let's just say the Senate leadership decides that what you're going to do is let two off the hook. This is an old term in politics. You let him off the hook, but you leave no room. So it's 50-50. Mike Pence comes in, vice president, and he breaks the tie for the first time, by the way, I believe, in history. It doesn't make them look good. It makes them look bad. You know, it's the Trump administration. He does what he wants to do. But I'll tell you, there's going to be a lot of comeback as a result of this.
You mentioned Trump's numbers, and there's a Quinnipiac University poll that finds a majority of U.S. voters oppose Trump's immigration actions. 60% oppose suspending all refugee programs, 70% oppose indefinitely barring Syrian refugees from emigrating to the U.S. Meantime, we had a hearing yesterday over the question of what to do about the ban, whether to reinstate it. Meantime, the legal battle appears to be headed to the Supreme Court.
Well, if Trump loses, he has two ways that he can go. One of them is to ask and bank that the entire three-member court rule as a whole, and that could mean that there would be yet another step before the Supreme Court. Or, I'm assuming that based on the questioning that we read yesterday, that the court will be for upholding the lower court judge who said this thing is not thought out and therefore put a hold on it. However, if it goes to the Supreme Court, it is likely to be 4-4, which would mean that it would then go to the lower court and uphold the lower court in its decision. Right now, it doesn't look good. And of course, the Trump people are now saying that they want to make changes in it that went too far. The people who had legal green cards should have been allowed to come in. The people who had jobs here should be allowed to come in. You see, it really was badly thought through.
Badly thought through when Donald Trump joked of a state senator in Texas will destroy his career. It was at a gathering of sheriffs at the White House yesterday, and he joked about destroying the career of a Texas politician who was trying to set limits on an often criticized asset forfeiture practice by police. In the meantime, he also made a falsehood stating murder rate in America was the highest it has been in 45 to 47 years, and according to the FBI, it's almost at its lowest point.
That's right. I saw a big story in the, I believe, one of the tabs yesterday that said lowest in history in New York City. And of course, there will be those who deny that. You know, you say it's a lie or it's rigged or it's this or it's that. And now you see Trump going after individual people. The reason you do that, or he's doing that, in my opinion, is that he wants to scare people into doing what he wants. You saw that they couldn't get that third vote against DeVos that we were talking about before. And you say, well, why didn't they come out swinging? And the answer is they didn't need it. Or as Rod Steiger said in the heat of the night, I don't need this. And I'm sure that that may be what was happening in why Trump goes after individuals, because people just don't want it.